This is Gliss.
And you're listening to Standing Room Only on
KillRadio.org.
I was looking for a cowbell.
More cowbell, please.
Du lytter til KillRadio.org og via Gliss.
Huh?
Hey, you're listening to the one and only Standing Room Only here on KillRadio.org. And what do you know? We're here in the studio with Gliss. How you doing?
Pretty
good. You have to speak right into that microphone, though.
Very well, thank you.
Very well. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having us.
You going to do some playing here? Going to have some live music?
I need some help with these bongos.
some heavy bongos going on. But before before we get to that, we should have a little conversation here first. What were you speaking Danish? What were you speaking for us there?
Yes.
Yes. Are you fluent in that language?
I'm fluent.
Barely.
Barely. Am I allowed to use bad words on that?
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay.
You better not use bad words.
I ran into some Danish guy that told me my Danish is fucked up.
Oh, really?
I can't hear it, though.
Is that where you're from originally?
Uh-huh.
Let's find out who everybody is. What are your names and what do you do in the band Gliss?
All right, well, I'm Victoria, and I'm the bass player. I play drums as well and some vocals. Today I'm on tambourine because we don't have enough instruments here.
All right.
I'm David, and I play guitar and tambourine, drums and bass.
All at the same time. Simultaneously.
Doppelganger. And I'd be Marty then, and I just float around and do whatever else is not being done.
All right, fantastic. And I guess we should just get into some questions before
Q&A for
some Q&A right before we let you guys play. So where did the name Gliss come from? How did you come up with that? What's the story there? The real story, the secret story.
It was in a cartoon and it looked cool. And I had that silly putty. Remember that silly putty?
Right.
The cartoons?
You could transfer the cartoons.
And that's where it came. And then, like, I didn't think anything of it. And I saw it the next day, and boom.
You're like, that's going to be my band.
Ayo.
How long has your band been together?
We've been playing for 3 years.
3 years.
Tres años.
All right.
We got three different languages going on.
You're trilingual.
Are
you going to interpret the whole show into...
Det er jeg, og det vi snakker om, det er, at vi har faktisk spillet sammen i 3 år.
She could pretty much say anything she wanted to about us.
I just did.
Yeah. Say anything she wants. So you've been a band for 3 years. How did Gliss come about? How did you start? I mean, what was the history before that? Let's hear from the registered Gliss historian.
We used to be a four-piece.
The Gliss historian.
And we lost a couple guys, and it was just me and Marty. And we picked up Victoria on the street corner.
Uh-huh.
Pretty much.
And she needed with her tambourine.
Yeah. And she needed a better life here in the States. So
scary
we,
Danish girl with my tambourine. Yeah.
You taught
just
her English.
Just fresh off the bus, trying to become an actress, the typical story.
She learned English through singing.
Yes.
Like many people do.
Yes. And that was pretty much it. Yeah.
Excellent.
And you decided that you were going to be Gliss and take the world by storm, and that was the end of the story.
She did.
I did.
You did?
I said, let's become rock stars. Let's get out of L.A.
Excellent.
And then our manager sent us on tour with Billy Corgan.
How was that? When
Sweet.
Was that?
A couple of years ago.
2 years ago? And where'd you go?
We went to
Portugal,
Europe.
Spain, Italy, Amsterdam.
Amsterdam.
England. Ireland. All over. Germany.
Did you play in Dublin?
Dublin.
Temple Bar?
No, it was the Ambassador. Yeah.
It was super fun.
All right.
I say super fun.
Yeah, super fun.
It was shot.
Wait, how do you say it?
Kusi.
Kusi Petroleum.
Kusi Petroleum.
I know a little Danish.
Wow. All right, so I have a lot more questions for you, but let me ask you one more, and then do you guys want to play a song?
We could do that or play one on my iPod that we already played one time before.
pre-recorded it.
A pre-recorded live show?
A pre-recorded live acoustic show.
Well, I think we should get one from you live in the studio today. I'm ready. Want to do something?
You
okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'll have a lot more questions, but we can start playing if you guys are ready to play. Yeah. Oh, let's hear a song. What do you know? What song you want to play first?
I don't. I just showed up.
Hit. It's the hit.
Give me the hit.
All right. Is there any story about the song we need to know before we hear it?
Most of them just kind of come together, and then they sound good or they don't, and then if they do, we just record it.
All right. To hear a live song from Gliss here on Standing Room Only.
Once it'll pick me up.
Give me that fat beat.
Stars always cry and they cry for you. But we ride on the metro, especially true. And then the tired eyes hit me, tired eyes hit me, tired eyes sleep at the wheel. It's just to give me this, just to give me that, just to give me the head, the head, the head. All time, all time, all time, it's real. All time, all time is real. It is real. Oh, we go out at night, we come back all fucked up. Oh, the stars always pull back, then they shoot it up. And then the tired eyes hit me, tired eyes hit me, tired eyes sleep at the wheel. It's just to give me this, just to give me that, just to give me the head, the head, the head. All time, all time, all time is real. Our time, our time is real, it is. Five, six, seven, eight. Why don't you elevate yourself into my heart? Five, six, seven, eight. Why don't you elevate yourself up high? It's okay in my head. Okay, I guess, guess, guess. Okay from the start. Okay, my heart. Start. In my heart. Ooh. And then the tired eyes hit me, tired eyes hit me, tired eyes sleep at the wheel. It's just to give me this, just to give me that, just to give me the high, the high, the high. All time, all time, all time is real. Our time, our time is real. It is real. It is real. It is real. It is real.
All right. Hey, thanks for that. That was fantastic. Yeah.
Woo!
Nice job.
Woo! All right. Awesome. Okay, so now I'm going to start asking you the real questions. We're going to find out all the secrets that...
Here comes the truth.
...that make up Gliss, right? Are you ready for this? And you can answer only in Danish if you prefer. If you want only your Danish listeners to know the secrets that unlock the mystery of Gliss. Now I'll ask you a simple question. What's the best place you've ever played? What's your favorite all-time place that you've ever played in your 3 years in this band?
The Paradiso in Amsterdam, for sure.
Why was that?
It's this old church, like three stories, three levels of balcony, huge old church. I just like that they turned a church into a down-and-dirty rock venue.
I thought you were going to say the gay bathhouse in Milan.
Oh, man.
The gay bathhouse in Milan?
Yeah.
How was that?
That was Rome, wasn't it?
Was it? Was it Rome?
I think it was.
Definitely. It might have been.
What was great about that place?
It was just interesting. It was like a gay club, but huge.
Right.
And upstairs were like how many? Like 10 showers.
Gay showers.
So with, you know, behind the windows. So when people
you
are
can see right
showers,
through it.
You can
oh,
see.
Oh, right.
Much.
Basically, it was like a dance club. You know,
it was also the
nights.
Showers you had to use when you showed up to the club. A few people didn't
it's
shower
true.
That day.
It's true.
We used to have a club like that in East L.A., actually. They had two showers set up. It looked like a normal club, but they had two showers set up. And people would go in there and just start showering. And there was just, like, regular bands playing. And they'd, you know, start their set, and they'd be like, hey, what's going on over there? What's happening?
I'm all about that.
Yeah. It's pretty interesting.
My favorite venue would have to be Scolari's office in San Diego. First of all, the PA in here is better than that one.
Uh-huh.
But they do pay you $50. And when you're starting out, I'd have to say that's better than some clubs.
Yeah.
Some clubs will not even, you know, throw you any coinage. So if you can book a show, any bands out there, if you can book a show at Scolari's office in San Diego, you will get $50 no matter what it sounds like or what you sound. And there's a house
drunk.
That has one of those nice. Fanny packs. Is it a fanny pack?
No, it was a plastic
bag. A plastic bag full of pills. And David thought, well, Marty thought it was his liver. He said to him, what is that? Wait, how did it go?
No, he said, guess what? What?
Guess what's in my bag? And Marty said, my liver. Your liver?
Always a dangerous question. Guess what's in this bag?
That is up there. I mean, that's they have the speakers are probably like as big as, they're smaller than that 12-pack right there. They're tiny. And they run everything through it. It's just, and like that, the drunk guy that runs the place, well, he doesn't run it but lives there. It's just like up in the front. And he like taunts you and then he'll like, he repeats the lyrics, doesn't he?
Yeah, and he like points at
kissing the boulevard. What was that one he said? There was one. Talk, talk, talk. So, you know, it's totally entertaining.
Highly recommended.
I recommend it because, I mean, you're going to get paid.
Is that in downtown San Diego in the gas lamp?
No, I don't know where it is. It's kind of
our We've been there several times. We don't know where it is.
Oh, okay.
It's not the cool area.
It's all right.
Area.
I liked it.
Yeah.
I liked it. Paris Hilton, if you're listening.
Yeah. Yeah, Paris Hilton. What's going on?
Good luck.
She could be listening from jail, I guess.
Oh.
No, it's not until June 5th, right?
Oh, is it? She's not
they
in
gave
jail
her,
yet?
They let her party her ass off on July 4th.
Right, yeah.
And she's you're gotta, going
she's
in.
She's got to be able to...
she must have Robert Downey Jr.'s lawyer. Yeah. Hey-o!
Hey-o!
Bada-bing. Ba-boom, ba-ba.
Bringing you the comedy right here from Standing Room Only. That's right.
It is my real passion, if you'd like to get into it.
We could have a stand-up comedy show here. Let's do it. You can get it. We can get it going. What's the... okay, so if those are your favorite places, what is the worst place you've ever had to play?
Scolari's office.
Somehow I had a feeling that was coming.
Ta-da!
I had a feeling that was coming. But what has been, like, your worst experience having to play somewhere? Like, did you ever have something just really weird happen or really just not so
weird
great?
Weird things happen every time we play.
Oh, okay.
But it's also entertaining for us.
Right, yeah.
We played this one show, and these girls started making out in the front, and then one of them got really drunk and puked in her cup.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
That was awesome.
Punk rock.
Yeah. That was at Club Lingerie, wasn't it? Yeah. Is that still around?
Club I haven't heard of it for a while now.
Yeah. Well, we have a lot of... Then we have some girl get up on stage and taking off her
clothes.
That was
a Viper Room, yeah.
No, like before that. A long time ago.
So a lot of girls kissing and taking off their clothes.
Yep.
Never a bad thing in my book.
What about, is there anything else that, can you think of any just like really weird?
Victoria found some cool showers at venues with rodents and bugs.
Really?
Nasty. Well,
I saw a maggot in the shower at Rock City in Nottingham. Notting Sausage.
Rock City.
Well, that's the thing about, you know, being a girl on tour with guys.
Yeah.
Then you tour with a band that's usually only guys and the whole crew is guys. So it's like 30 guys, one girl, share the same shower sometimes. It's kind of gross.
It can get gross, I'm sure, yeah. And then once the rats move in, there's just no redeeming the shower situation.
What is the worst place ever? That would be pretty bad.
For what, a show or shower?
A show. I guess a double door.
Vegas.
The double
door. That was bad. No, but what
about
that place in Santa Barbara was pretty bad, too, with a sound guy that didn't know what he was doing. He thought he knew. He was, I don't know. That was bad.
The double door is actually cool. It's like the worst are sometimes the best. Like the double down in Las Vegas. Another place that pays you. But the stage is basically where the pool table is. So they move the pool table, and then you start playing. And the lighting is as bad as Kinko's. So unless you have savvy... lighting techniques. Next time you play there, please turn those off. Then there's a vibe. It instantly changes. And they give each band member 50 drink tickets.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, so you get paid.
That's pretty nice.
There's enough drink tickets to probably drunk in the whole bar.
Did you start selling some of those out in front?
No, but we give them away to our fans.
Yeah, well, that's good.
When you buy a CD, we give you a drink ticket.
Kind of like that, yeah.
It's PR.
If you come up here,
it's a good deal.
While we play, we'll give you a free beer.
Yeah.
And then Marty and Victoria went off and gambled.
That's true.
How'd you do?
I won some money. He lost it all.
He's got
he
that
bet
look
everything
on his face
on
like
one
he lost.
Color or whatever, and he lost it all immediately.
On
I found the cool
roulette?
Rocky Balboa machine. It was 1 cent.
The 1 penny slots.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
So I was there for a long time.
Yeah. Even
it
when you win.
Takes a while to spend $10.
You still have to clean up all your pennies.
Yeah, because you win some, too, you know, so it's not that you just have to spend.
Oh, we have a caller.
Phone call. Ooh,
someone wants to talk to you, so let's put them on the air here.
Oh, God.
Hi, standing remotely. You're on the air. Who is this?
Hi, am I on the air?
Yes, you are. Would you like to speak with Bliss?
Hey, yeah,
what's
going on?
What's up?
What's happening?
Guys, I'm on the internet and I was listening to you guys.
Oh, great.
I just want to live. I want to be good. I want to be a good person. And I just want to say thank you, guys. It's inspiring me to live. And I'm putting a lot of money in the donation basket this Sunday.
We love it.
All right, thanks. Thanks for calling in. Do you have a question for them that you want to ask them now that we've got them here?
If a train leaves Union Station at 1:45...
I can answer this one.
I know the answer. It's Spaceland on Mondays in May.
What time does...
Apparently the answer is Spaceland on Mondays
ta-da.
In May.
10:30.
Spaceland.
10:30.
You might have to transfer to bus number 2.
Yeah, you're definitely going to have some bus transferring going on.
I think they hung
gone.
Up because their parole officer and medic showed up.
Yeah, probably. Well, thanks for calling in. Be sure to call in again.
Perhaps. That's actually better than usually the calls we get here on this show. So there are people who are like, I just broke out of the state lockdown. So, you know, it gets to be, it's fun. It's a family show. It's fun for the whole family.
Keep the calls coming.
213-252-0998 is the number to
call. How many lines are there? Is it the line?
17 lines.
Eight. Oh, really?
No, we've got one.
The line is open.
The line is open.
But our computer's on dial-up, so we're going to have to
use that. What are you on again? Next week?
Yeah, next week.
What's your phone number?
It's 213.
Dave Freeman, if you're listening, call me, baby.
0998.
All right.
DF at Bug
Music. Yeah, you can call in next week, talk to the band we have on, ask them the hard questions, and ask them in Dutch. Is that what you were speaking? Dutch? Danish.
French.
Danish. French.
It's Danish French. It's the southern part.
Est-ce que vous voudriez boire quelque chose?
Oui, oui.
That's all I remember how to say. Est-ce que vous voudriez boire quelque chose avec moi? Chez moi? All right. Anyways.
All right.
How do you say that in Danish? Would you like to have a drink with me?
Din mok nepa.
That was pretty close.
Yeah?
Yeah. He didn't say
a little
I wanna fuck your mother. He said something else.
Good. Oh, I'm glad.
So they only teach me the bad Danish, so then when I go to Denmark, I'm like, they're like, blah, 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 and I'm like, fuck you. But I don't know that I'm saying it, and then everybody laughs. You know.
Then they take your shoes. It's the same old story. Same old story happens everywhere. I guess we should do another question, then maybe get to another song. Do you have another song on here you want to play? I'll set something up here. Well, we asked the... we have another caller.
That's Victoria. She's left the room.
Totally. Hey, you're on the air, standing room only. Who is this?
Oh, am I on the air?
You
when
are
you guys playing again?
Monday.
Every Monday at
in May.
Spaceland in May at 10:45 sharp.
Can I request a song?
Please.
Yeah. What's your name?
Hello?
Hello, what's your name?
How what? I want to hear that. Thanks.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Thanks for calling in.
Obviously mental, that one.
Oh, boy. She just wanted to get her song out, and that's it. She was gone.
Rude.
Can you believe it? Boy, your fans are kind of getting nuttier and nuttier.
Obviously mental, that one was.
Yeah. She was furious too. She wanted to hear that song, and that was it.
Hey,
she was gonna insist on it.
What are you gonna do?
What are you gonna do? I know.
She's all about it.
Speaking of crazy fans, do you have any?
We love them all.
Those are the best. Yeah, those are the best ones.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a particular crazy fan incident? Like, do you have a stalker, or have you had a stalker?
That girl that was licking your hand. The large woman.
Okay, well, I want to hear about this. So what was happening?
We were... Yeah, that Phoenix, we were playing there with that band Kennedy.
Right.
And there's this... The local barfly. She's
large woman.
She was...
There was a lot of her to listen to
the
music.
Yeah, and I made a mistake of trying to order a drink and next to her at the bar, and she started talking to me and wanting us to come over and this and that. Kennedy actually ended up going to her house to stay for the night.
Really?
But apparently...
They left.
They got. Really? They were there for like half an hour, and she freaked them out. But as we were saying goodbye, she licked my hand. Yeah.
And did you thank her for that?
No.
Did you just kind of slink away?
Yeah.
I watched it from the bus. It was awesome.
Yeah. You should have taken photos.
I should have.
A little video on the cell phone action.
What's up with your iPod? You got it dialed. What are you doing?
I'm just looking at everything. I don't know what to play.
Oh, play,
had that
play one of your songs. Well, was that request to play live, do you think?
I don't think so.
No? You think she just wanted to hear one of your recorded songs?
Yeah.
We are ready. What are we going to listen to?
MasterCard.
Huh, what? It's in the MasterCard commercial. Hopefully they'll play it in the next...
10 years.
Listening to Gliss on Standing Room Only. More after this. All right, back in the studio with Gliss. Hey, how you doing? Wow, I was much louder than I thought I was there. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? If you give us a call within the next 10 minutes here in the Kill Radio studio at 213-252-0998, you can win two tickets to the Kill Radio benefit.
And maybe tickets to Spider-Man 3.
And maybe, yeah, maybe tickets to Spider-Man 3 with a world-class airfare to Tokyo to see the movie. Well, we're not sure if we're giving that away, but we're definitely giving away the free tickets to the Kill Radio show on the 23rd at Mr. T's. It's going to have four bands playing, including the Randys and Vesuvius Sonic.
Do I make you Randys?
Do you? And barbecue and video projection barbecue? And all kinds of stuff.
Barbecue?
Yeah, we're going to have a barbecue there. Why don't you guys come out? 23rd.
Do you know the South by Southwest joke?
No, I don't think so. What is it?
Come to our stage. We've got barbecue.
Sauce.
Sauce.
Barbecue.
Chips.
Free barbecue.
Sauce.
Do you know that one?
No.
Because every single club, every single venue you can play at South by Southwest, they're like, yeah, we're going to have free barbecue where you think you're going to get hooked up with like a fat steak or like
right, big piece
side
of chicken.
An animal. Yeah, anything just dripping with sauce and Lone Star. But then you show up and it's like barbecued
Lone
chips.
Star beer, the national beer of Texas.
We ran out of beer.
They'll shoot you in Texas for running out of Lone Star beer.
But the bands are playing.
Yeah. Lone Star. That's all you got? You're done for this evening? Thanks for coming out. Well, we'll mail you your check, all right?
Woo-wee.
Do you have another song queued up for us? Or you guys should probably play a song, right? Yeah, let's play one.
Whoa.
Whoa.
I wish there was film, because that was awesome.
You need to turn the webcam on here. Don't forget, you can call in at 213.
The Mondays at Space
Mondays.
I think you forgot. They can't hear you without that mic.
Yeah, no one's hearing you. You're just... they're missing out on some good conversation. 213-252-0998 is the number to call. And do you know what song you're going to play?
The hit.
What?
All right.
Gliss is doing the Spaceland... presidency in May.
Presidency?
That's what I accidentally texted. Because I have it on that T9 thing. I hit the wrong button, and when I sent it, it said presidency. So that's why I almost fell over when I was trying to sit down, because I was thinking about two things at once, spelling and sitting.
Can't
never do,
it. Do
them at the same time. Have you ever...
Disaster.
Has anybody ever asked you to spell something while sitting?
Yes.
In your whole life? Spell crocodile as you're sitting.
C.
But you have to do it very slowly. You have to finish
the
word.
Yeah, you did it wrong. You got to fall.
Once your buttocks hit the...
Plus, she's a woman. She has a different center of gravity. I'd just like to point that out.
A woman? Yes, she does. Just
not
that a woman. But she bakes.
Ted Scarlett, where are you, dude?
Phone call.
The Fox.
Scarlett!
Standing room only, you're on the air. Who is this? Yow! Yowza!
Nutter.
Good caller.
Pull over, Paris Hilton. Pull over, Paris Hilton.
Under the blue sky, wondering why a silly old question, a silly old question. Oh, shadow behind you. But it's a love, you're looking so pretty. Just looking so pretty. Nobody knows. Living alone. Nobody knows. This one's for Fox Scarlet. Where are you now? You're looking so pip-pip. Just looking so pip-pip.
Making some music. Very cool. Yes, you look like you had something incredible to say.
Just
want to check in.
Don't be cruel. How good was the king?
Oh, yeah.
People either love him or hate him.
Who hates him?
Just some people.
Nobody hates.
I wouldn't say hate.
You hate him?
That's a strong word.
You have strong feelings towards him.
No, see, that's what I don't have.
It's that whole Beatles, Rolling Stones thing.
You're
it's the same thing.
Yeah.
I think when there's so much hype, it's hard to love something sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, like a movie where they overhype it and you go to see it and then you can't get into it because you're expecting beyond what's humanly capable of.
It could be as good as you wanted it to be, yeah.
Like that's the something of Christ.
The Last Temptation of Christ?
Yeah. I mean, it was amazing, but the hype was so beyond it. Mm-hmm. There's no way that he could grasp it. Did you see it at the Vista when I was playing at the Vista?
No, I didn't see it there, but I did see it.
I saw it was a full house. I'm not kidding. People were crying and putting their hand up to the screen like this.
Oh no, the Last Temptation of Christ is not the Mel Gibson thing.
That's
apart
from the Bible.
Passion
Buddha. Of the Christ was the Mel Gibson thing.
Did you see that? That's
yeah.
what I was talking about.
Uh-huh.
Did you see it like right when it came out?
Yeah, I didn't see it at the Vista though.
I saw people doing that. It was freaky.
Like people were reaching.
Yeah,
out
I mean,
to
it's
the
a
screen.
Hollywood movie.
Yeah.
And they're like reaching at the screen like it is.
Like it is Mel
the
Gibson.
The Lord.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh yeah.
Pulled over, Mel Gibson.
And Mel Gibson has such a good attitude about all peoples of the earth that you know. Did you see his next film, Apocalypto?
I didn't, but I heard it was really good.
It was pretty good, yeah.
But wrong,
I heard he redeemed
right?
himself.
But it got a lot of hype. But it was what?
Oh, well, didn't he kind of tell the wrong story? Wasn't there?
It was historically inaccurate.
Yeah.
But
have
it was
heard
a beautiful
of Tiger
movie.
Attack?
No.
There's a shark attack report every morning, right?
Apparently, and
just like
This guy we know is afraid of sharks, and he checks it every day.
Every day. He checks the shark report.
Is there a website for this?
Yeah, he would know. We thought he would call us, but he didn't.
Maybe he'll call in. He still has a few minutes to call in.
Call us.
He's full of promises.
Oh, man.
Oh, really? What's the story here? It's not going to be told, obviously.
No.
So I want to hear about stalkers. What type of stalker incidents have you had? Any?
Yeah. I feel like we've had a few. Now I just blanked.
Yeah.
You peaked.
Yeah.
That happens sometimes in an interview. You peak too soon.
Right.
I know.
And then there's nothing to do but to sit back and listen to Pink Floyd. Just ride it
Wouldn't
out.
Wouldn't it be awesome if I had that queued up right now and I just hit the button and
turned
it on?
Hello. Is there anybody in there?
I once had two lesbians
just not if you
follow
can
me
hear
around
me.
In this weird little
is
golf cart at a big festival.
At all?
And then every time I thought I got rid of them, they would turn up again and they would just drive behind me and somehow they knew my name. So they were like, hey, Victoria, hey. I was like, oh, shit. Fortunately, I had the little pass. So
breathe
I could, like,
in the air.
Go backstage. But then every time
you
I walked
exit.
Back out front,
yeah.
I don't know how they found me, but they found me.
I
there were like 10,000 people.
If you care that I don't know the
Freaky.
Word.
That was a little uncomfortable. We've had...
Leave.
We had other
don't
stories.
Don't leave me.
I just don't remember.
Yeah, someone
people,
drawing
like, yeah,
your pictures.
Drawing like very detailed pictures.
A woman.
Of weird stuff or just...
Yeah, of
she
us.
Big.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I have a funny
she's
one.
Like
well,
a little
fun
girl.
To us. We played this big show and... there was this fan that we were going to stay at his house like a couple of weeks later when we
came
back to that city.
Oh, we hit upon the golden
story. In the UK, mate.
As like payment or whatever, we told him, you can get into the big show for free. So he gets in. We didn't actually talk to him at the big show. Then 2 weeks later, we go back to the same city and we're backstage and Marty's looking out the window and he's like, whoa, freaky, that guy looks just like me.
He's wearing exactly what I was wearing. Because when you're on the road, you only have a few things to wear.
Right.
So you kind of wind up wearing the same thing.
And this guy walks into the club. He's like, hey, guys, I'm Luke.
He was the guy we were staying with.
Right.
He wore exactly the same clothes as Marty. Even had this little button.
White button.
Gliss button.
Yeah. Put it in the same place.
It was
the same
endearing.
Haircut.
He's like your doppelganger.
He was
or
like
he
a nice guy,
be.
But that
yeah.
was freaky.
Doppelganger.
Yeah. Your
I had to keep one eye open when I was sleeping. No, he's a guy, really sweet guy. He's this guy.
Real sweet.
He's a sweet guy. He just dressed exactly like you and showed up at the club to show you. Did he dress that way specifically to show you that he was dressed exactly like you?
For sure.
Yeah.
It wasn't just a pants and a black shirt. It was like, you know, the same kind of jacket.
That's a nice thing to do.
But he knew. How did he know what you were wearing that night? Just
he
because
did,
of your
he's
limited
been wearing
wardrobe.
The same clothes the whole tour.
I think we have time for one more. Do you guys want to play one more song for us?
We could play one from the iPod.
Well, we can play one from the iPod after we do.
Oh.
If you want to do one more live one. I'll do something spicy.
All right, I'll do tambourine on this one then.
All right. Bring up the tambourine.
Okay. You say, let's go off to bed. The words in your mouth, the heart still heading south. Your kiss to the man, lovers take the stand. But you know, all you know. It's just a fucking joke. Let's go off to bed. Let's go off to bed. Is this side of life? Is
that will always be. And all your lies, 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 I'll get you every time, every time. Everybody wants it, everybody needs it, everybody loves it, everybody loves it. It's you know, all you know, it's just a fucking joke. Your kiss to the man, lovers take the stand. But you know, all you know, it's just a fucking joke. So lift at me now, you're just laughing at the clown. Let's go off to bed. Let's go off to bed. Let's go off to bed. I'll get you every time, every time. And all your lies, 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 lies. It's just a waste of life.
Hey, there's too much guitar.
All right. Fantastic. Hey. Thank you guys. Let's queue up one more song on the iPod and get ready before we say our goodbyes. But where can people find your music?
MySpace.
We might have a winner for the
CD
contest.
CD Baby, iTunes. The usual.
Let's bring this phone caller up, and we can talk more about that. Hey, phone caller, you're on Standing Room Only. Who is this?
Speaking of crazy stalkers.
Keep calling back.
I know.
Stalkers.
Nuts.
Stalkers, keep calling back. That's all right. That's all right. We traced their call, so we're going to...
Nice.
After the show, we can all go over there and see what's up.
Give them
see
the
what's
tickets.
Going on.
Oh.
Yeah, give them the tickets, steal their car, whatever. Whatever's happening. Okay, so where can we get you? We can get you from MySpace.
You can check us out on MySpace.
Just
you can download at iTunes.
There's a couple. There's more than one Gliss on there, though, unfortunately. So what is your specific Gliss?
Just slash Gliss.
Just slash Gliss.
Yeah. There's another one on there.
Yeah,
huh?
There's like a Gliss music and like a Gliss something.
I am going.
Maybe they're like stalker fans, you know? Maybe that's good.
Maybe
that's
it's a tribute thing. Band.
Maybe you have a road crew and you didn't realize it. Yeah, the Gliss tribute band. I didn't think you guys knew about it.
Hey, Standing Room Only, you're on the air. Who is this? Hello?
John?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, hey, how you doing?
All right, how's it going, man?
Pretty good. Do you have a question for Gliss here in the studio?
I just turned that on, and I was like, hey, that's pretty fucking cool.
You like their music?
I do.
Excellent.
I'll have to check it out, rock and roll style.
All right.
MySpace.
Yeah, MySpace.
Where are they from?
Spaceland.
Spaceland, Monday nights in May.
It's all about space. Have you noticed
May
that?
Residency.
Spaceland, MySpace.
Yeah, did you catch that? They've got a May residency in Spaceland. Are you still there?
He's gone.
All right, well, thanks for calling.
They don't like to talk a lot.
They keep it brief. We're almost out of time here, so we're going to have to do one more song.
Here's some rock and roll for you. There he called. He just lost his connection.
All right, we're just going to let that one go, though, because we're out of time for the show, unfortunately.
Get it.
All right.
No.
Too late. They're gone.
Not Spaceland in May.
Is that you? All right, so we're going to have to wrap up the show.
Nutter.
Thanks for being on. Is there anything else you wanted to...
on cocaine.
Is there anything else you wanted to say? You're playing at Spaceland. Where else are you playing? What else do you have coming up?
That's
basically it for now.
Bottom of the Hill in San Francisco.
In San Francisco. We do have listeners in San Francisco. That is a good venue.
Never been. Looking forward to it.
And get your stuff off of MySpace. Do you have another website? You don't
List.
Need one.
List.tv, but yeah, MySpace.
Yeah, you don't need one.
Yeah.
How about email? If people email you, will you email them back?
We do.
Yeah. All
we
the
do.
Time.
Yeah.
All right. Great. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having us.
Say anything that you want here at the end.
Fuck
you
shit.
Give a shout out
Cock.
To anybody?
Oh.
Or you can just swear, you know? Do I say something to your
Danish friends?
Your Danish friends?
Nope.
No, she does not. All right.
He can't hear us.
He might be able to. He can listen back to it.
Are we queued up here?
Yeah. Can you listen back to this?
Yeah,
yeah.
It's downloading.
Oh,
uh-huh.
Sweet. Okay. Hi, Slan. We love you,
in
Slan
Danish.
Styles.
In Danish, please.
All right. I'm sorry again. Hi to Smokey Lisa.
All right.
I love you.
Oh, thank you very much. Thanks, guys, for being on the show. Boys and girls, it's been great. We're going to listen to one more song. See you next week, everybody.